Good morning, audio booers. Just a quick thought as I was walking the dogs this morning through what can only be described as the most exquisite but extremely cold morning in the Cotswolds. It's a frosty morning. The frost is hanging from the trees. It really is the most beautiful sight. It's very sunny at the moment, but the sun's only just come up. It's very peaceful and lovely. The dogs are sniffing about in the frozen, crispy leaves. And I was thinking that it's at times like this that I really do hope, wish, and indeed, if I was at all religious, I would indeed pray that the very small minority of anthropomorphic climate change deniers, now there's a term, people who don't think that the human race has got anything to do with the changes that are taking place in our climate, I really hope they're right. I genuinely hope they're right. I don't want all the scientists, 97.3% of the world's scientists, to be right. I want them to all be wrong. I want them to have all made a fundamental error in the tens of billions of calculations and measurements they've made. I want them to go, oh God, sorry, we really got it wrong. Yes, Lord Lawson is right. Lord Monckton and James Dellingpole, those really well-informed people who don't receive any money from the fossil fuel industry at all to influence their decision, they're all correct. The fracking industry, everyone, they're all correct, and we're wrong. All of us scientists who've been doing this wrong. But, I mean, simply because the world is an amazing place. It's beautiful. You know, it can be savage. It can be, you know, depressing and grey, and particularly in the UK. But on a morning like this, it's so stunning. You have to appreciate the beauty of it. And I don't want that to be ripped asunder. The reason I'm thinking about this a lot at the moment is because I'm in the middle of, well, really doing the research for the final book in the News From trilogy, News From the Clouds, which is launched on Unbound very soon. And I've been doing an enormous amount of reading, which has been depressing. I've had to stop of sort of climate predictions, what seems to be happening, what could go wrong. It's all, I mean, at the moment, it is all speculation theory, with one or two examples that we've had recently of unusual weather, you know, either extremely high-speed winds or unusually early winters, very harsh winters, droughts. You know, there is some extreme weather going on around the world. Already that we are seeing, and all the predictions are that will increase tenfold, hundredfold, rises in sea level, phenomenally difficult to predict, very major changes in the climate and in weather patterns. And the term global warming has always been a massive misnomer and a big error, because, you know, yes, certain parts of the globe may warm, but that's not the point. The problem is that that will affect the entire climate and everything will go a little bit wibbly wobbly. And so the final book in the trilogy is very much dealing with those issues and how the human race can possibly adapt to living in under much harsher global conditions. And when you're walking out on a morning like this, you go, oh, do we have to? Do we have to adapt to live under harsh? Can't we leave it like this? What a shame. You know, that our generations, and that's really including my parents, my grandparents, my parents, me, definitely, and possibly even my children, have left such a legacy behind for the future of the human race. It could be, who knows? I mean, I hope it's not. Genuinely, I hope it's not, but it could be. Rather savage. Anyway, that's all. That's my thought for the day. Boo-boo.